subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go! This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Hey, can I make a request? I just thought of something I need help with from one of y'all. I don't think you, Alexis, can help me with this because you don't have Apple TV, do you?
No, I need one of y'all's.
Okay, well, that makes sense. All right, well, two of us are making a request then because
you need Apple TV.
I got into Ted Lasso last week, and I don't have Apple TV Plus, and now I haven't seen the rest of season two yet, and I'm dying to watch the rest of
it. Let's go in on it.
I'm gonna need somebody to throw me that info.
It's real good.
I know. I love it. I blasted through season one. I've seen the first two episodes, I think, of season two, and I haven't seen the rest. And I'm like, I don't want to lose it. I want to keep up.
I know. I need to see it because you guys keep talking about it, and I know I'm gonna love it.
Well, if anybody just wants to, text me.
That sucks not to have it.
I don't know that I have Apple TV anymore.
Rob, don't be helping anybody.
I'm saying I don't want to belabor the point. Just Rob text me.
Likes to only help
if
himself.
If you're so willing, thank you.
Did you see the boo?
What?
Nothing.
Are you about to show pictures of your cat?
No. I was not.
What are you talking about? You don't even have your earbuds in? You even know there's a show going on here at all? What are you doing?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't look like it.
I always know what's going on.
It looks like, you know, you got a look on your face like a dog that just peed in the house and don't want to tell anybody.
I know that look.
Mm-hmm.
Like guilty. No, yep. I was just chilling.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
Chilling and whispering.
You're just a chilling. I'm trying to make these changes. Not really make the changes in my life. I'm just wanting to try out the changes and see how they work.
Oh, make that change.
I don't talk to people enough on the phone that I need to keep in touch with and stuff.
Okay.
You know. Some people would call that being antisocial. Some people would call it being a bad friend. Some people would call it, you know, being a dear. It's just that when you talk for a living and your whole job is to entertain people with your voice and your wit, and then right after the 4 or 5 hours, whatever it is that we're in here, my drive home is usually talking to someone about what's going to go on with the next time I'm able to entertain with my voice and wit. By the time I get home, I'm exhausted from talking and being on the phone. So then that does leave people out in the dark that I care about that I need to talk to, because, you know, especially older members of your family that, you know, that aren't, you know, big on just texting, you know, they want to talk with voices. And now I don't want to be as extreme as you are, Riggins, with talking to every member of your family every day on the phone. That would just wear me out, and then them too. I don't think they want to hear from me every day.
Yeah.
My mama might act like she does, but she doesn't. She does not.
Yeah.
Because you know why?
Why?
Because I made sure last time I was home to check her phone to make sure that it would call out as well as receive calls.
Yep.
And she never calls out to me, you know, unless she needs them.
Yeah.
You know, like a massage or whatever. You can buy me a massage. Something like that.
No, that is true. People don't call you.
It works both ways.
So, but, you know, old people always have the, you know, built-in excuse of, well, you stay so busy, I don't want to bother you. I don't know when you're busy and when you're not. Even Jody's mom says that, and she's not even, you know, acting like an old person. Mm-hmm. They're retired, but she's like, well, I didn't want to bother you. So what are you going to say every time? You're not bothering me? Call me whenever. If I can talk, I can. If I can't, I won't. You know, yeah. Whatever. So what I'm saying is I might start doing a little chat a day.
Have one chat person a day to call.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can I throw something out there?
Sure, because you do this too. You call and check on people all the time.
Ace. Yeah, I have tried at one point doing let me pick one person a day to call.
Mm-hmm.
One a day can become a lot.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, there are people that live in my house I don't even want to talk to every day.
I quickly learned, like, damn, I just don't want to. I mean, I should, but, you know, not a day. Mm-hmm. One a day.
Yeah.
Like, I try to call my mom every day now.
Yeah.
Just because, well, quite honestly, I think we're getting close to the day that she's not going to know it's me when I call. So we have very short conversations. Yeah. But other than that, it's like, whew, man. Like if I had to call a friend one a day, seems like a lot to me.
And what made me think of this is that I had to talk to my aunt the other day about some business things regarding my grandmother's death last year. And I realized there are people that I am closely related to that don't even know me that well. And vice versa. I mean, obviously, if they don't know me that well, I don't know them that well. And what hit me was I was talking to her and we, you know, finished our conversation. And she said, okay, well, tell Lana and everybody I said hi. Lana's my brother's wife's name.
She thought he was talking to your brother the whole time.
Or she thinks that my wife's name's Lana. I don't know.
Does Todd talk to her?
Mm-mm, not much.
Okay, I was going to say, maybe she's just out of habit from talking to Todd all the time that she said that.
You made the effort and don't even get the credit.
Yeah. I would tell Lana and everybody I said hi. So I hung up and I looked at Jody and I said, Aunt Madeline said tell you hi. If your name's Lana. No, she's just probably, you know, people get people's names mixed up and all that. But, I mean, there are people that I, you know, I'll sit and go, I need to call him or I need to call her. And then I just look up and it's time to go to bed.
I turn around and gotta go to bed.
Yeah. It's like, sorry. The first thing, you know, I mean, I'm sitting there and one moment it's 2:00 in the afternoon. And I'm sitting there with my phone in my hand, and I say, I need to call so-and-so. And it seems like I take two steps, and it's 8:00. I'm ready to go to bed.
That's what it is. Yeah.
It's not even like I'm saying, well, I don't want to get up and go get my phone. And I mean, it's always right there, so I could just call.
Yeah.
The thing that always prevents me from doing it, though, in those cases is like, oh, if I call, this is going to take forever. Then what I learned later is, it really doesn't, because especially if you're calling like just a friend or something. Mm-hmm. Now, if I know if I call my mom's house, I have to talk to my sister and my mom.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a long conversation. But if I'm just calling a friend, you can tell, you know, when you start calling people regularly or talking to them regularly, mm-hmm. it can be a real quick, all right, cool, man. Hey, I just want to check in and see what's going on. I got to run. Cool, man. I'll talk to you next week. Bam. See you. Done.
But see, I think the problem with me is that, my lack of interest.
Oh, okay.
You know, in what's going on with somebody else.
I don't give a shit.
Right.
This is giving me so much anxiety. I would never want to be on the phone with anyone at all if I don't have to be. Oh, gosh. It's the worst.
Yeah.
I'm like TJ, though. I would rather, God, it's time to tell people, hey, can I call you? Because texting back and forth, a lot of stuff, is annoying.
Just text me.
Yeah, no, please.
That's just a regular chit-chat, though. Like, I mean, all right, so you live 14 and a half hours away, and you got a new couch. Oh, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glad to hear it.
You can just give that a thumbs up when they text it to you.
Then you don't ever know in my family who's going to be drunk on the other end and be, you know, like having a conversation with a baboon's ass.
Yeah. I've been there.
Yeah.
I get so thrilled when I call one of my parents and the other one is in the background because I'm like, boom, that's two. That's two for one.
You knock two. You talk to them both every day?
I talk to pretty much everybody every day.
Oh, really? Yeah. So you talk to both your brothers and both your parents every day?
Usually.
For the most part. Yeah. So 5 days a week, say.
5 days a week. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, because if he comes in here one day and he hadn't talked to anybody in his family the day before, he'll say it like, well, I guess everything's okay. Yeah. I didn't hear from him.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
You know what's so funny? On the opposite of that, my mom, I called her twice yesterday, which never happens, and she was like, answered annoyed the second time. And I'm like, are you okay? She's like, well, you're calling me twice in a day. It's kind of a lot.
Yeah.
Whoa. I mean, she might have been in the throes.
Yeah.
She might have been in the throes of passion.
She doesn't want me calling her.
Man, hell no.
You ever thought about that? Your mama might have been in the throes of passion.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, I won't call you anymore, I guess.
Hey, the second time, did she sound sweaty?
Stop. Gross.
Exhausted and sweaty.
She hits the phone like this. Whoo, hello.
All right. Y'all want to hear?
Gross. That's nasty.
You want to hear a funny story?
Talk about my mom.
I don't know. Riggins, you met my dad, didn't you?
I don't know that I did.
Yeah, Rob, did you ever meet my dad?
No.
All right, so... I know Alexis hasn't, but Lord knows TJ has. One time when I was in college, before I even knew TJ or anything, I was home from college for the weekend or was, I don't know, but anyway, and I went over to my dad's and he wasn't there. Kind of like a, hey, I may come by later, whatever. He goes, okay, they are going to something. He said, we'll be back around 3, whatever. And I got there, he wasn't home, so I let myself in the house. And I was watching TV, just hanging out, because I knew, you know, it's almost time for him to be home. I'd been there about 10 minutes. And I hear them pull up, and they come in, and Marianne comes in, his wife, and she's like, hey, you know, my stepmom was like, I say, hey, blah, blah, blah. And she went to the back of the house, and my dad comes in and goes, hey, bud. And I said, hey, you know, what's going on? I told you I was going to come. He goes, kind of had a plan for when I got home. And I went, you need me to go? He goes, give me like an hour or so.
Oh, jeez.
I was like, all right. I'll probably just come back maybe tomorrow. Or something. Yeah. He goes, you know what? Okay, come back for supper. No, I'm good. I'm cool.
All right.
See, good. If my dad ever said anything like that to me, it would have been while he was still married to my mom. That would have been the problem.
Right. Come back in about an hour.
Yeah. Come back in an hour.
Scrammo.
I was like, I'm just going to go. I don't really don't want to come back for dinner now. I'm fine.
But I have a little nephew. You know, my nephews, I can stay in touch with, you know, through the texting and all that. That's what they would rather. But I have one little nephew. He only responds to Snapchat. And so I don't have Snapchat. And if I text him something, like even on his birthday, if I text him happy birthday, it's days before he responds because he never looks at texts. And he's actually said before, people know how to, if somebody that I need to be talking to, they know to reach me on Snapchat.
Why? What's the difference?
I don't know.
I mainly correspond with my brother-in-law through Snapchat.
Yeah. Hey, man, there's no trace.
What?
Ew. That's nasty.
Send me another one. Come on.
My brother-in-law are not sending D-bigs back and forth with each other.
Right.
Tell me weird.
Why are you on Snapchat, Dan? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's his preferred mode of that's conversation.
Right, he's young. He's a little young boy.
He's 23. Yeah.
Yeah. My nephew's older than that.
I just find it fascinating. I mean, but I can text with him, but predominantly it's like Snapchat.
Mm-hmm. And, but my middle nephew, he's always, you know, if you text him, he's texting right back. Like the other day, I just had a random thought that he needed to know, and he texted me right back. And needed for him to know that his Aunt Jody calls him Papa Smoke instead of Pop Smoke.
Pop Smoke.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Thank goodness it is no longer taboo to talk about having good mental health and strong ways to deal with stress and anxiety and those types of things. So here is something that you really need to look into because it is so beneficial. It is Noom Mood. Now, you're aware of Noom weight loss and how much help it has given so many people. Well, Noom Mood is just as fantastic as the original Noom weight loss, and it's to help you deal with stressful situations in life and to stop letting stress control you. You should not give stress that much control over you. You will learn to control the stress with Noom Mood. I have a very close friend who has already been using Noom Mood, and she says that her stress level has lowered because she's already learned how to handle different situations differently than she has her entire life. So she's already experiencing the greatness that Noom Mood has brought to her life. Now, it's backed by science, and it is based on psychological principles, and they teach you about your relationship with stress and anxiety. So here's what you need to do. You sign up for the trial today at Noom.com/AceTJ. That's Noom.com/AceTJ. You need to start worrying less and feeling happier. And the way you do that is by starting with the trial of Noom Mood. Do it today and start feeling better about your life. That's Noom, Noom.com/AceTJ.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Yeah, Ace, that's what started the conversation when you were blowing up the turlet during the break.
Thanks.
Alexis asked me if I got my wife a push present whenever we had kids, and I said, an astounding hell no. No. And if my wife would have been wanting that and thinking that she, you know, that was a big deal, my kids would have been raised in a single-parent home. I'd be like, this is not the type of woman I have anything in common with.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've never understood the push present thing.
I pushed, you pushed, we all pushed. That's you can give me a push present. But I mean, if I'm gonna pass a kidney stone, you gonna give me something for a push present?
But I mean, there's nothing I can do about that. I just physically am unable to do that. Why? Yeah. We have this baby. That's your wonderful gift. And by the way, babies are very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Especially those designer ones.
Yeah.
Would you expect a push present, Alexis?
No. I wouldn't.
But you would welcome one.
Well, of course. I love gifts.
You know what I did? The push present for my wife? Right after the baby was born, as soon as everything settled down in the room and all, I went and got her Dr. Pepper because she had been craving it. She hadn't had caffeine while she was pregnant.
Yep.
And that's what I knew she wanted that. So I went and got it out the machine. Wow. And that meant a lot to her.
That was really sweet mm-hmm. of you.
Of course, it was a flaming Dr. Pepper. And so the...
Yes.
No. But yeah, that's the kind of stuff you do. I mean, and then a baby moon. That's another one. And I know I'm sounding old and grouchy and grumpy and all that, but it's the expectation and the sense of entitlement that everything you do, you have to be rewarded with riches of some kind, or everything right. that you do, you have to be made to feel even more special than the person that's making you feel special already. It's like always saying that whatever you're doing is not enough.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you did to be here by my side, to be my partner and lover and all of this stuff, to have a baby together and start a family and all, it's not enough. Not enough for me. I need more. I need you to go another mile to show me how special I am for doing this for you.
Yeah. I've never gotten the push present thing because you're holding literally a little miracle, gift enough.
Yeah. I mean, so what if, your booty hole is cut open?
Yeah, I beg your pardon?
Yeah, that happens.
They cut your...
The baby rips it open sometimes.
And sometimes they have to make it bigger so the baby can... What do you call that?
I don't know, but it sounds painful.
It's just a procedure. They stitch it back up.
I always knew the baby came out of the butthole, but... I wasn't sure until now.
Yeah, what do they call that?
Episiotomy?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's called an episiotomy scar.
It's an episiotomy, they call it. But I don't get why it's called that, because it doesn't appease anybody.
Can't imagine. Mm-mm. I'm sure the two hole's not thrilled about it either.
But it's just a slit in the taint area, right?
I don't know, but it's a good rock band name.
Slit in the taint. That is.
And actually, look, I'm not saying that I don't, respect all of that and think that it's miraculous that happens, and women do have to go through a lot of stuff, but that's why we're there as supportive husbands and partners, doing everything that we can, outside of birthing the baby ourselves. I mean, we're doing everything that we can, but yet you're still saying it's not enough because you got to buy me something.
Well, they'll keep pushing until the guy says, no, I'm not doing that. I mean, it's just what they can get away with. The baby moon, the wedding present, all that stuff never existed.
Right.
But it's like they're going to get, tomorrow it'll be something else.
Mm-hmm.
It's how far can you bend him before he breaks?
Oh, my God.
It's true.
So it's dramatic.
But I mean, it becomes part of the culture, and it's always... it's rooted in capitalism, because companies plant those seeds in women's heads, like, oh my God, you've got to have a baby moon. That's the travel industry. Oh my God, you got to have a push present. That's the jewelry industry.
Yeah.
Doesn't the man enjoy the baby moon too, though? Isn't it like a vacation so that you guys can enjoy time before a baby comes?
No.
What's the baby moon?
It's where you go on a vacation before the baby's born. A man does, but then a man would probably would rather wait until the baby is born.
Yeah,
but then you know she's not going to want to leave her baby.
Her baby.
Their baby.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
You say it's dramatic, and I can see your perspective on that, but what you are getting is an insight into this is what guys talk about. This is why guys feel the way they do. in about relationships and when they're in relationships. This is why guys like to do things to get away from women so they can, you know, just hang out with guys who kind of understand that everybody's going through the same thing. It's kind of, you know, it's
the same way women are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then it gets positioned as if you think, okay, well, it's not, I'm here doing all this stuff as much as I can, and I love you, support you, all that, but it's not enough because now I have to buy you jewelry or something. Then that gets turned to, you know, you're a bad guy.
Yeah.
She's not worth that, or, you know, whatever. I don't know. I just find it offensive.
It is.
It's so offensive.
It is offensive.
So what do you want for a push present, or even the present on the wedding day, where now men have to go buy the bride some kind of fancy present? Which, you know, wasn't a deal back, you know, before millennials started getting married. Well, what kind of thing are you talking about? You said it doesn't have to be expensive.
Yeah, I like gifts that thought was put into it. More sentimental gifts rather than expensive gifts.
Like a bag of weed.
Like a bag of weed. Mm. That, you know, I would be happy with that.
Some wedding gummies.
With something you cute know? Written on it. Like, I look forward to staying high with you for the
something
rest of
like
my
that.
Life.
Yeah. I'll give you an example. You guys have all watched The Office. You remember when he gave Pam that teapot with the stuff that inside of it that was her favorite?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite scenes of all time ever.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. cool.
I love that. Like I love stuff like that.
Right.
So and it doesn't have to be expensive.
Difference. Here's the difference, though. I do stuff like that. But I don't do stuff like that because I was told to do stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
Jim I don't remember that episode so much. Was it all pressure on him? He's got to get her or something or other. He just did it.
Yeah.
It was, right. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, I always thought Jim was a wuss.
Stop. Don't you even.
Yeah. He was a little bitch.
A little bitch.
Don't talk about Jim Halpert like
bitch.
That.
Jim's a bitch.
Don't do that.
We're weak.
Mm-hmm. That's why he had to take that role. Where he plays the tough guy and all in that. What is it?
Jack Ryan.
That's
awesome.
Because he plays such a bitch on The Office so many years. Stop. He didn't want to get typecast as a bitch.
Don't be talking about him.
Little bitch.
He's the best. And I wanted Jim Halpert in my life.
Yeah. Why? Because you wanted a bitch. Is that why? No, I'm kidding. I just wanted to do that because nobody ever says anything bad about that Jim character.
No.
Everybody's, so it's fun to be that one person that says something bad.
It's a little soft.
Yeah. And not a very snappy dresser either. It looks like he would have dressed it up a little bit, being so tall and everything. Could have put on a shiny suit every now and then.
And newsflash,
shiny
Pam.
Suit.
Cute.
Yeah, Pam's cute.
Not hot.
I don't know.
No, I mean, they work in a paper company in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
They're
not models.
You know who was hot, though?
Who?
Michael's woman that, where they had the famous episode where everybody came over for dinner. And
Jan.
Jan was hot.
Jan was hot.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, who's the lady? Jim worked with her when he went to work at the
Karen Filippelli.
Karen Filippelli.
Please, I leave him the other
name. She's very hot.
Abundanza. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what's his name's daughter.
Quincy Jones'
daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen her in several things that I just never know her name.
Yeah, she's cute.
Rashida.
Huh?
Rashida Jones.
Rashida Jones. There you go.
Yeah.
AKA Karen Filippelli.
This is Jones. Mm-hmm.
But we can all agree Jim was a bitch.
Yeah. Whatever, dude.
I hated that character. Made me sick.
That's his official title now on IMDb. He played Jim the Bitch.
I'm moping around.
He was never moping around. He was being funny all the time.
He was moping around when Pam was humping the guy that works on the dock.
Well, because he was in love
dock.
With her.
When Pam was humping a real man.
He was not a real man.
Put it down there on one of those pallets. Wear it out at work.
Ew.
God, it's terrible.
They're funny. From the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
I think this guy on the Reddit is really smart. He may be a scumbag, but I think he's smart when he was saying the best way to break up with somebody or to get somebody a birthday gift, if you know that you're about to break up with them, is to give them a book of homemade coupons, like for concert. Here's the one for a concert. Here's one for dinner at such and such place. Here's one, you know, whatever. And then you redeem them all, you know, all throughout the year. Because he said if you break up with them, then it's just homemade coupons and you don't have to pay anything for them. It looks great when you give it to them. And then if you decide not to break up with them, then you still, you know, are going to be going on these dates with them. And then you're, you know, you get to enjoy it as well if you're not broken up.
Yeah, you buy them a gift. You're not out anything when you dump them. And you're not really out anything if you don't dump them.
Exactly. But taking the breakup part out of it, Alexa says she wouldn't even want the homemade coupon thing. Even though, yeah, you did.
Not, I didn't say if the breakup wasn't part of the story.
You said you would think it was nice because you were going to end up going to all these things that you wanted, but you would want something of value right then. Isn't that what she said?
Yes, that's exactly what you said.
You said you would
take the coupon book, but you would also want something else that was of value.
Well, then I misunderstood because I thought it was if we were breaking up, then I would be like, yeah, give me something else. But if I had time to redeem all the coupons.
But you wouldn't know you were breaking up. That's the thing.
Oh.
He's the one about to break up with you.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So, yeah, you wouldn't know that you're about to break up. So you'd just be good with the coupons with his, you know, saying, I'll take you to dinner this night if you want to redeem this one. Or
and he's just lying to me?
No, he'll do it if you don't break up. Oh. But he's thinking about breaking up with you. So if he does break up with you, then you're left with a 12-pack of nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
And he doesn't have to spend any money on you.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
But you don't know.
Yeah. I know I don't know, but I still don't know.
Have you ever dated a guy who wasn't constantly thinking about breaking up with you?
No. They all want to break up with me. I know. It's sad. the story of my life.
You're in good company because I'm...
People don't want to... They just want to break up with us.
Yeah. It's not a picnic date to me. I'll be honest with you.
I guess it's not a picnic date to me either.
They're like, what have I done? I'm trying to get out of this thing.
Yikes.
It's a hard fact. We got to face it.
I know. It's all right.
This is not even like a you know, those homemade coupon books, those love coupons. Like, this entitles you to one, you know, free 30-minute back rub or a foot rub, things like that. This is actually, would you rather have the ones that said, I'll take, you know, you can redeem this one for a concert, you can redeem this one for dinner at a, you know, this level restaurant or whatever. Would you rather have that or would you rather have the love coupons?
The love coupons.
Really?
Yeah, because I can redeem those right away.
Okay.
With going to a concert or a restaurant, you have to plan it. It's probably not going to happen. But what excuses is it going to give me?
You don't know that it's not going to happen.
No, I know, I'm saying it might not happen because we get busy. We don't plan it.
Okay.
But a foot rub, if he's right in front of me, he can't say, no, I'm redeeming it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. or
a back massage. You kidding me? 3 hour back massage.
Oh God,
3 hours.
Yeah, more. I like that.
What's a three? Nobody's doing a 3 hour back
it's
massage.
It's my coupon ridiculous. Book.
Yeah, he probably would be trying to get you to redeem that 3 hour throat massage with his hands around your neck. Yeah. Choking you, yeah.
You thought something else. You thought Alexis.
Ew, I was you are so vulgar.
You sure did. Alexis started laughing. Like,
no, I had a puzzled expression.
Didn't he let me finish?
I did. I moved away from the mic because I was like, what? Throw massage.
But if he gave you a birthday gift like that that had no material value to it, you'd be better with that than promising to spend a bunch of money on you?
Yeah.
What else would you... Yeah. What else are you gonna lie about? Now, what else would you want in the coupon book?
Make me dinner.
Okay, that's a good one.
Do my laundry and fold it, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Clean my house.
Yep.
Clean my car. That would be a great one.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
And with each one of these, she's proven what I've always said is that too many women don't want a mate in a man; they want a servant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you used to talk about all that love language bullshit. Women, every woman just about it, one of her main love languages is service.
Yeah. Did you notice?
I want him to serve me. I want him to do this for me, that for me. It's all just like an employee would do.
Nowhere in there was it something like, I'd like a coupon for take a 30-minute walk with me.
Oh, God.
Or sit on the back porch and spend time.
Why would I want to go 30 minutes on it?
You can't rip her for asking for it's a gift.
Yeah.
Of course it's going to be clean out my car, give me a massage.
Yeah, why would I want to go take a walk?
No man would ever ask for that.
Huh?
No man would ever ask for love coupons of clean out the car for me and mow the yard and things like that.
What's in your love coupon book?
Nothing, because men don't get those.
Okay, well, that...
But if it were a man asking for things, it would be, you know, his love language, which is physical touch and words of affirmation. I'd like for you to not criticize me nonstop.
Bullshit.
I'd like for you, I'm going to redeem this for you to just let the lights stay on and not yell at me for having to turn them off because I left them on.
Oh, my God.
Things like that.
One 2 hour ride in the car without hearing.
Yeah.
Those are the longest coupons ever.
Passive aggressive.
But I would, I really, if it were not being passive aggressive, I would never ever think to ask for my wife to do something for me in that fashion, like clean my truck, take my, you know, that kind of thing.
It's a gift.
Exactly. I know, but I wouldn't even think of that.
I would.
But women, that's what the whole list would be. Just like she was naming them off, cook for me, clean my whole apartment, do my laundry, clean out my car. All of those things. You want a servant.
The difference is that I would do it back, though. I would.
But he wouldn't ask you I would still be willing to do it.
Yeah, but TJ's point is that it's not in a guy's nature to ask for that. But it's in the nature of women because women want service.
Why does that make us the bad person if it's in our nature?
I didn't say it. I just said that's the difference in the love language. And here's the thing.
You said that we use men as servants. How is that not a bad thing?
Well, did you not just prove it with what you said you wanted?
It's a gift, though.
Right, it's a gift.
It's not like I'm asking these things all the time.
Service and a servant.
Oh, God, see?
But women's response, Ace, to the fact that we wouldn't ask for servant-type stuff like that is because we already get that. They're already working themselves to death for us all the time. Why do we need to ask for more?
It's not my fault. It's not in your nature, but it's in my nature, so I'm going to ask.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right, and that's the thing. You're the one that said it was a bad thing, that we were making it out to be a bad thing. We're just making an observation.
No, because when you say that you're using another person as a servant, that's not a good thing, usually.
Well, okay. Rob, can you go back and play the tape of what she says she would want in a love coupon book?
Do you remember when it was?
It's a gift. Yes.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm giving him a chore list of doing these things.
Yes, it is.
No, but it's
a... It's a chore list. Oh, I want you to go do my chores for me, these things.
Yeah. Here's the difference, Alexis. Let's say she makes a coupon book for me, and you're asking what I would like to have in my coupon book. What I'm going to want in my coupon book is going to make her feel good.
That's what you think.
No, I know.
I mean, that's what you think.
I mean, you know, I'm not going to feel good after cleaning out our car.
I'm just saying, like, it's a gift. It's not like an everyday chores, or it's the weekend coming up. Here's your chores. It's you are offering to give me a gift. These are the things that I would like. If you're offering it, mm-hmm. if you're not offering it, it's fine. I'm not going to ask for it.
But it's the, all I'm saying is that it is women's nature in our culture to automatically want a man to do those types of things to show that he cares about her. That's what that whole love language bullshit is.
Okay.
That's the way women see that a man, that's where they put the value in a man's feelings for them, is service and gifts, material
but that's,
things.
That, and, but that's fact.
That it is. That it's is an fact. Absolute fact.
All right, here's a good question, TJ. And the whole love language book is based around accepting the facts that guys like certain things and women like certain mm-hmm. things, and which one are you kind of deal. But Elizabeth says, women love acts of service because we tend to feel like we have to do everything ourselves.
Exactly. That's what I just said. I said earlier that they would say the answer to that. Yeah. The reason men don't ask for that is because we're already doing everything for the men. Yeah. But either way, it's your act of, your love language. It is what it is.
Yeah, it's not
a negative. If it sounds bad, if it sounds negative, it's because y'all are looking in the mirror here. We're holding up a mirror at you, and you don't like your own love language.
No.
You realize your love language and your desires that you want from a man.
I'm not even fooling with you.
Are effed up.
I'm not even fooling with you.
You're being silly.
Well, I'm being silly?
Yeah.
For what?
Because you're trying to make her feel bad. About a love language when they're all their love languages. It's whatever.
All I said was women
like to have love men language as
is that they want a man as a servant.
That's how that's they not think. Good.
That's how they judge whether a man cares about them or not, is if he does service things for them.
Acts of service is
she
a love language.
She named every single thing that the guy would do for her as a gift was a physical activity like laundry, washing her car, cooking, cleaning her whole apartment, all of those things. That's not silly. It's just true. It's what she said. And if you're, in a true relationship, he would be glad to do those things for you. I would do, if my wife wanted me to do those as a gift for her,
okay.
I would do it. I would gladly do it. And I would understand, hey, she's catching a break from all this. All I said was is that that's what women want is a servant.
Quick question.
Not a lover.
Here's the interesting question. Elizabeth just added, and it's because we do acts of service all the time for our significant other. Now, here's my question. When you look at the breakdown of how things are done in a household, let's say... Alexis, would you, and I'm just using you as an example because you're only female here.
Mm-hmm.
You and a guy are together and say you wash the clothes and you do the majority of the cooking. He makes the majority of the money and he takes care of the yard. Would you feel as if you do more to take care of him because you do the cooking and the cleaning?
Am I also working or I don't have a job?
Yeah, you work, you do the cooking and the cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
He works and he takes care of the yard stuff, but he makes the most money and that kind of stuff. So is that an even relationship or do you see that you're doing more service to him? I guess what I'm getting at is, does what he does outside, like taking care of the yard at the house that you two share, is that an act of service
of course.
Or is that just what's got to be done and what you do is an act of service because it's really... Because you share the yard, but you take care of his clothes, his food.
No, I think it's all, you're a team. Okay. It all counts.
I agree. Yeah. I'm just curious because like she said, I think sometimes, and I can't, not in my relationship, but sometimes some of the things that the guy does are overlooked because they're more of a shared thing. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like if the guy does take care of the yard or... Hey, I'm gonna run your car up here and get the oil changed in it, and that kind of stuff, real fast. That's not seen as an act of service because it's not as personal as doing clothes or making sure the house is clean.
Well,
that kind of stuff.
A wise man said years and years ago,
Lord.
The wise man said that the absolute worst thing you can do to a woman is take away her victim status. So no matter what you do around the house, no matter what it is, she constantly has to be a martyr or a victim, or it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
That's TJ saying that.
I said a wise man years ago.
He doesn't sound that. Very wise, actually. He sounds like a dumbhead.
Wow. Take it back.
Okay, well, we got to take a break, but I'm going to try to look up some more of this wise man's thoughts.
Okay. Can't wait.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Is that something you can share, or is it too dirty?
No, it was just, I just ran across that funny tweet that made me laugh. This guy named Austin said, I'm just now realizing E.T. was supposed to be an alien. I thought it was just some disgusting little man. It was creepy.
The big old eyes and wrinkly old man.
Long fingers.
Yeah, he is scary looking.
It was. E.T.
Does that movie stand the test of time?
I haven't seen it since I was a little kid. I have no idea. Probably not.
Because I've never seen it.
Well, it's obviously going to be, I think, yes, because obviously it's dated in that, you know, the surroundings, what the kids see, how they live is all very dated. But I think the sentiment of love and affection and bonding with something would make it stand the test of time.
Well, I didn't watch it when I was a kid when it was out and all, because even back then I didn't want shit about aliens.
Yeah.
Even ones that were supposed to be adorable and sweet and all that. It's still an alien.
Were you a kid? Was that in the 80s?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, Drew Barrymore was a little girl in it.
If you ever get a chance, what's the guy that played the main character? He was an actor.
Henry Thomas.
Mm-hmm. His audition tape for E.T. is on the internet. And it's incredible.
Henry Thomas was the. Are you talking about the kid actor? Yeah. That was in? Okay. Yeah.
82 is when it came out.
82. Okay. Uh-huh.
June of 82.
His audition tape is on YouTube, and he's a little kid. I mean, it's like a. You know, and it's amazing. He gets the part because he's doing the scene where they're trying to take E.T. away from him, and he starts tearing up. And the director goes, "All right, kid, you got it." Like, made him do two lines. Was like, "All right, you got it."
Really?
It was that quick? Yeah.
He hasn't done a lot since then, has he?
I don't.
He's on a Netflix show that I'm a big fan of.
Oh yeah, he's on. What is that called?
The Haunting of Hill House.
All those haunting movies.
Which one is he?
He's the dad on the Haunting of Hill House.
Oh no way!
Yes, the E.T. guy. Yeah,
he's incredible in that show too.
That's he's good.
Dope. Sound like a bunch of bullshit to me.
Yeah, it's like
you wouldn't like it. It's got the word haunting in the title.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, you don't like hauntings either.
No, nothing paranormal.
That's the list. Yeah, we're adding that to the list.
Paranormal.
Like, I don't mind horror movies, but it has to be a real person going around killing real people. can be like ghosts and shit.
Or monsters.
No monsters, no ghosts. Well, unless it's, you know, serial killers are called monsters.
Yeah. But so, a human being.
Yeah.
But does Halloween count, or is that too supernatural?
I don't know. I've never seen any of the Halloween movies.
It's a horror movie. He doesn't like horror movies.
Yeah, I don't mind a horror movie. But like I said, it has to be, if it's somebody just going around serial killing and stuff, that's
so
a horror movie.
So you like Scream then?
Never saw Scream.
Okay, never mind then.
No.
You've never seen anything.
Mm-hmm. I know. He doesn't watch anything, and then he talks about everything that we watch is dumb. It's like, how do you know you don't even watch anything?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Watch the same thing over and over.
Yeah, I don't have to actually walk on the sun to know that it's hot.
Oh, my God.
So,
damn.
Don't have to watch your stupid shit to know that it's stupid. Harry Potter bullshit.
I can't with you.
There's some validity to his point. Mm-hmm. But now I got, might as well be walking on the sun. Yeah. Stuck in my head. Mm-hmm.
What? You act like I'm a bad person.
Oh my God. I act like you're a bad person? No, mm-hmm. I just act like sometimes you can be a little meanie head.
Because I like what I like and don't what I don't?
No, because if you don't like something, then it's stupid if you don't like it.
Welcome to the show, Alexis. Welcome to the show.
If I don't like something, that doesn't mean it's stupid. I just don't like it. No.
It's stupid to you.
So? That doesn't mean it's stupid.
Wait a minute. You're saying, TJ, if it's something that you don't like, that you automatically, that makes it stupid to someone?
Yeah. For everybody else.
Like if I said, but not even to me. There are things that I don't like that I think they're not stupid. I just don't care for it. It's not my thing.
But like if you saw a movie, Ace, that was a trailer for a movie that you didn't have any desire to see, it was the opposite of the kind of stuff you normally like, you wouldn't think it's stupid?
No, just say, oh, I'm not interested in that.
See?
Well, you're wrong.
See?
That's stupid of you to feel that way.
You're stupid too.
Well, you're stupid for thinking
if
that.
If something doesn't suit you, then you should automatically think that it's stupid. Duh.
You're so crazy.
I mean, that's biblical.
Don't bring the Bible into it.
That's been since Adam and Eve. You know, he was like, damn, you ate that apple? That's stupid.
You stupid ass.
You know, God told you not to mess with any of that. Stupid.
You did not.
I can't.
She's like, I did something. I did something bad. Like, what?
Like, now all the women that come behind you are going to have labor pains.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Why'd you have to do that?
Hope that apple was good. Hope it was worth it.
I hope it was a Honeycrisp.
It was locally sourced.
Better not have been a Big Red Delicious. Those are the worst.
You know how I get when I'm hungry.
I'm sorry. I make bad decisions.
I did something bad.
It was the hunger, not me.
I was hungry.
But that's something we do have in common then, Alexis, because I hate a Red Delicious
as well. Red Delicious.
Nothing delicious about it.
Mm-hmm. No, the skin's all weird and it stays in, like it doesn't go down easily.
It's got a gritty feel to it.
Is that just the skin is that way?
No, the meat of it is too.
I'm okay with the Red Delicious. I'm not a huge fan of it, but it's good.
No, thank you. Honeycrisp all the way. I like a Fiji apple sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are good.
But mine are actually brought in from Fiji when I get them.
Isn't it Fuji?
Island to table.
Is it Fuji?
Yeah.
Oh, Fuji.
I don't know.
No, Fuji is the film.
Fuji film.
I think they're Fuji.
That's
and bougie.
That's legit. There's a film called Fuji Film.
But, I would say mine are island to table.
That's right.
Island to fruit basket.
You're so cool.
Mm-hmm. These are island apples.
But Honeycrisp is my favorite.
Yeah.
And then maybe Granny Smith after that. I like that old Granny.
I like a granny. I like the grannies.
Ew.
Oh, do they make women's undergarments with green apples on it? They would call them granny apple panties.
They should. Copyright, though.
Yeah. Copyright ATJ Inc. Alexis sucks. That's the name of our company.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.